You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
All right, we're going. We're moving on. We're up and running. Testing, testing. I haven't said that in a while. Testing, testing.
It's right? Good. Yeah. You're fantastic.
Okay. Let me read you this email.
Uh-oh.
It's from our 13-year-old friend.
Uh-oh.
Kay Watson. K-A-I Watson.
Okay.
Okay. I'm Kaya Watson.
Yeah, but it's probably just K.
Remember last time he cursed at me?
Yeah.
Our 13-year-old?
Yeah. Can you honestly do something about the gum? Because it's already too much for me to handle.
And I yelled at him on our last podcast for being so rude. Being so rude?
Yeah.
Did you just show me how to swallow?
Yeah, because he had too much. I don't want to try not to be mean, but you had a lot of liquid in your mouth. And I could hear it.
Yeah.
And so...
How
does your mouth produce so much liquid? Let's talk about this for a second.
It's liquid Thursdays.
How does your mouth produce so much liquid?
I don't know.
It's crazy. You've never asked a doctor?
I don't produce any more liquid than the next person.
You do. You do.
I
do. You absolutely do. 100%.
So this is what he wrote.
But I'd like to know the cause of it. Like, is there a certain...
I don't know.
You have a gland that
I have two extra saliva glands.
Do
when
you?
I was born,
I mean,
yes.
Thank you.
I never told you that when I go to the doctor, hey, you know, you have extra saliva. So we yelled at him
coffee.
For cursing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So Kaya Watson, he wrote to me, can you please say my name?
Oh my God.
I'm actually Japanese. My mom got laid off from her nail salon.
Oh, that's gotta be. He's lying.
Dad from his laundry service.
No,
so
he's
$5 helps from
See,
really?
He's a jokester.
He's a liar.
He's
13 years old and he's lying.
He's
or
not.
Is an older.
He's 45.
He's 45.
He's fat and he's like thinks he's being so funny.
You think so? Who would take on the role?
I don't know
of
why
a,
I said fat.
Who would take on the role of a 13-year-old Japanese boy?
What?
Well, I know I
what?
Have you do that sometimes, but
that's probably what. That's probably his. You know what he goes as into the chat room.
Well, listen,
is there still chat rooms? There must be.
I've never
because
went
that's
to
where
one.
They caught a pedophile. But our only pedophiles.
That's what they called a pedophile.
All that
work they put into it. They caught him.
They
caught
the,
Frank, the pedophile.
Frank finally got caught, that bastard.
Okay, well, listen to me. If you're 13, there we said your name. Collect the $5.
Can I just say this also about pedophiles?
And quit emailing us. It's creepy.
Yeah.
And quit listening to our podcast. You're too young.
Go to bed. Clean
you're
your
too
room.
Young. He's too young to listen to this.
Who cares? We need all the listeners we can get.
We might be real
Maybe
big.
Maybe when he's married... When he's older, he'll look back on these sessions and he'll be able to pull from them and be a better man. He'll be like, oh, now I know what Bonnie was talking about. Oh.
Well, I mean, what are the odds that both of his parents got laid off at the same time?
He's and joking. He's like doing two stereotypical jobs.
First of all, Japanese don't work in nail salons, you fucking dummy. The Koreans do. Okay, that's a Korean thing.
Vietnamese?
I don't know, but I know it's Korean. I know that. And then laundry service, his father.
My lady's Korean.
And then his father from a laundry service.
Exactly.
Chinese.
Yeah, he's got his Asians all mixed up.
I know. What kind of Asian?
Or is he a sushi chef father? I said it because I knew you couldn't.
I could. I could say it, but I'm not going to because it's Saliva Thursday. Not Saliva Thursday. It's, what did I say it was?
Liquid Thursday?
I don't know. Anyhow, we're taping this a week in advance. It's Thursday, but you'll probably get it next Wednesday. Which, when you're listening to it.
Oh, my God. It's so complicated.
When you're listening to it, you'll go.
We're doing this from the past.
Yes. We're doing this.
When you hear me speaking, no, I am 1 week older than I sound.
Okay, let's see what's in the news.
I wanted to ask about pedophiles, and I don't know who can answer this. But
what's the question?
I've always wondered this. You know, when they're catching the pedophiles,
yeah,
and the pedophiles are trying to. You know, the person.
What are you talking about, on Dateline or in,
well, just like
anywhere?
In the, in they'll say, like, you know, sometimes they pull out like transcripts, like, here's the transcript, and they'll be trying to. Okay, two things.
A lot of those people get off, you know.
Yeah, I know, because it's just
entrapment.
Like, yeah.
Like you did to me. Entrapment.
Why did you take me to court?
Entrapment.
So they always like are trying to get the, you know, the youngster. You know, they're trying to convince them, like, to get into some sexual activity.
Are you playing piano?
I'm doing the computer as I go. Come on.
So go ahead. They're trying to start again.
You know, the 13 or 14-year-old or whatever is a little hesitant, maybe, like, I don't know.
I'm a lot more funny in the morning. Go ahead.
And then they take a picture of their junk and send it. It's like, is that really going to put a 14-year-old girl, oh, now I want to do it. Like, do you know what I mean?
How do you know they send a picture of that? They talk him in and say, meet me at the mall.
I know, but lots of times when they show the person, right, you know, they're going through the transcripts, like, and you said this, and you did this, and you sent pictures of your junk and stuff.
There's all right, you be the pedophile, and I'll be the 14-year-old girl.
Okay. Hey, well, let's meet up. You seem sexy.
I want to suck your cock.
Well, this is this brings us to my other point, what? Which is when they're entrapping them, they're so into it and so sexual. It's like sometimes I think, like, not that I feel bad for the pedophile, you know, but I do feel like that person a lot of times would jump if it was an 80-year-old woman going, "I want to suck your cock." They'd be like, "Where do you want to meet?" Do you know what I mean? Like, they sometimes do have the person playing the teenager.
They just want their cock sucked.
Is sexually aggressive.
Especially when they go to the house and go, "Come on in, have some lemonade. You want a cookie?"
The minute that you don't see them right away and they're letting you.
Oh,
have
once
some
you
treats.
Go on the property.
First of all, no 13-year-old that I know of
makes good lemonade.
No, whatever, like, they don't know how to deal with guests in that way. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What did they grow up on, a southern plantation where they would, you know how to, like, I'll get some lemonade out and some well, I have a gentleman caller coming.
Let me call out to the fields and bring in a worker.
you had to do it, right?
I didn't. That wasn't racist. That's what they would do back in the day.
I'm just saying that you're missing the point.
And here's the point.
A 13-year-old or whatever, a teenager, would never do anything extra. Even if it was an age-appropriate boyfriend coming over that they really liked, they would never. They'd be like, I don't know, I guess we got some.
I don't think they.
Here's
a
juice box.
Listen,
They might grab a juice box for the.
I'm not pro-pedophile by any stretch of the imagination.
I'm 50-50.
But why did they have to throw him to the ground so abruptly and just.
Why don't they treat him with kid gloves?
They would throw him to the ground and on those shows, and, you know, it's not like they're violent criminals, they're creeps. You know what I mean? They would, 10 of cops would pounce on them. Once you go to the door, you're done. Once you step on that property. No, even if you drive by. They were getting people driving by.
But then they just really wanted to shame them publicly, which I don't think is such a bad thing.
Well, I don't know. It's, oh, wait. Let's see what's going on with her in prison.
Oh, she's fine.
What horrifies probably Teresa?
This is the headline. What horrifies Teresa Guiducci most about prison life? That's the chick from New Jersey Housewives. Had to go to prison. She's there for over a year, you know?
Well, are they interviewing her already in prison?
No.
I don't have sound.
They've been interviewing her daughter.
Oh, really?
And her daughter was like, she looks good. It's fine.
I don't like the skinny girl on E! News with the big head.
She's got a large forehead. Very. Yes.
She looks like a
It's like
dispenser.
Her and Teresa. Teresa's hairline starts right above her eyebrow. And this one, her hairline starts way back. If their heads were together, they'd be a normal. I'm a bully with the hairline.
All right, so let's have a conversation because we really didn't prepare.
Okay, well, I did see this. Do you want me to do this?
Do whatever you got to do to get through 45 to 50 minutes.
First of all, I think we should talk a little bit about, you know, sometimes I can't believe the things that pass you by in life.
No, why should we talk? Why don't we talk about the insane fucking denial you're in about anything? But yeah, like this morning.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
What'd you forget?
I forgot that if I were to bring anything up, even if it was lighthearted and funny, you will fight the other person to the death.
I'm not fighting to death.
Oh, talk about what a fucking cunt you are.
I didn't say that.
Oh,
why?
Come on. Look, that's what you meant.
And first of all, that hat makes you look like fucking Mom's Mabley.
Mom's Mabley never wore a hat.
Well, in the cold, she did. It makes you look like someone. I can't figure out who. But go ahead.
Okay.
Let's talk about what passes me by. What passes me by?
I just noticed it because there's an ad for it on my phone.
What?
In this article. The other day you were like, what's 50 Shades of Grey?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not. See, there you go. Lying and exaggerating.
Calm down. Try to have a conversation without. I want you to just once in a while just be like, that happened.
No,
yeah.
But no, not when it didn't happen. I want you once in a while to go, oh, I'm stretching the truth again. Oh, I see things through Bonnie's
eyes.
Have
to stretch something.
Whoa. I don't get that. You talking about your beef?
My badge.
Your clam?
Yeah, like your penis isn't big enough to stretch it. That was the joke.
Oh, look at that. This is about
I'm not
the,
saying it's true. I'm just saying that was
the 50th big dick penis joke. And listen, I have a nice dick. And
why do you guys like... But that is like the most hurtful thing to say.
No,
to
I mean,
guy.
It isn't. But
is
girls,
penis girl, size.
No, but girls think that's their power. Okay?
No, they don't.
All you have to just do is go watch this. Go ahead. Say something about my penis again.
You got a little penis.
Okay, fatty. See? What are you going to do about that stuff under your chin, that skin? The stuff that blows in the wind. Are you going to get rid of that?
Did you see what I'm talking about, though?
But you don't have that, but that's what I'm saying.
No, but you
What's
go
more
to,
painful?
You go, you made your point, and then you go, so
no,
you're like, I am going to make you feel this one way or another. I'm going to make you feel like shit, no matter what.
Okay, what passed me by? 50. First of all, I said to you.
No, say sorry. Why don't you try that once in a while?
There's nothing under your chin. Are you crazy?
But why? Like, I don't get why you do. You go like
I'm saying
so,
what's more hurtful. Okay, you think guys like
you
that.
Think you always do this. You think, oh, if I just go, whatever. You go one further. You can't stop until you get a response. Because I just sometimes I'm like, even we're not on the podcast, and I'll just say something, and I'll be like, and then you'll just.
No, I try to
until you get a response, and then when I get a response, you'll be like, I'm joking.
No,
I'm just joking.
I'm trying to make you see the errors of your ways, like you try to make me see the errors of my ways.
When you just did it, you made your point.
No, I was making a point.
Then you got to be like, look, Jolly. I mean, or whatever. I
didn't
I don't know
say
what
that.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you didn't say anything wrong. You're a beacon of perfection. You're always just the most gentlemanly person on the planet.
I've never been called a beacon.
I don't even know if I said it right.
I said when we walked past that big billboard in Times Square, do you think this movie will do well? That's all. I didn't say what is 50 Shades of Grey. I haven't read the books. Wasn't there more than one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is it? A romance novel for ladies? That's what it is, right?
I guess it's erotica. I didn't read it because I heard my neighbors talking about it all the time, and I realized if...
If they like it, you won't.
If the women in my neighborhood are so in love with it, it's probably not for me.
Oh,
I don't mean that in a better than them way, but I mean, they were talking about it in terms of...
Getting their vagina wet?
Yes.
That's dirty and disgusting. They could have a little reality show. The girls by the pool. Who would be the leader?
In the winter.
I think that Jewish broad would be the leader.
Can you please not refer to my friends as Jewish broad or...
I don't know their names.
Okay, well, don't refer to them at all because it is possible that they might listen.
I've already
lost half my family to this podcast.
Half? I would go with three quarters.
Now I have a book coming out, which is I'm going to clean the slate with everyone else. You won't ever have to go back for Christmas.
He might lose everything. He might lose me, too.
But how do people write books if I can't tell the truth? I don't know how to do it.
You really don't know how to lie?
What if I don't say, it's like, what if I don't say my mother? I'll just be like,
oh, Betsy.
A woman in my life.
I would mix it up. I would, you know, hey, I'm not talking about you. What's your mom's name again? Carl and
my mom's
and
name
Heather.
Is not Carl.
Carl and Heather.
His name is Carl.
So say
my mother's name is Heather.
Say that's all. Heifer. Oh, I was funny and I lost it. I lost it all. I lost all the humor in my body. But I will bring it out tonight in Las Vegas. Now I'm back into next week because I'm in Las Vegas now.
Do you want me to read this or no?
Go ahead. You can read whatever you like.
America's top couples therapist says all successful marriages share this trait. What is the trait? I don't know. I didn't read it yet. If you want to have a long-lasting intimate partnership, what do you think the trait is? You know, everyone says the same thing.
What, humor?
No, people say humor if they're going to say it, but...
I said it. Humor.
You always say humor. You don't say, huh. You don't say the, huh.
Well, hey, let's find,
no,
you
I'm
know
just,
what this podcast
okay.
is? Let's find what's wrong
I'm sorry.
With Richie.
Okay. It's just, it's...
Okay.
It's an interesting quirk you have.
I was living large when I started this, but nope, not anymore.
Why? You've been beaten down already?
Living large, Rick. I was living large. Go ahead.
What do you think? You think it's humor?
No, I think...
I think it's the same thing that it always is, communication.
I say sex. Communication.
Sex, I don't think is... People always say that's a really important thing. At some point, you're going to have to force yourself to have sex with your spouse. Okay, so no matter what it was going on in the beginning. It says...
I think you're getting anxiety about bringing your car in by yourself.
No, I don't.
Yes, you are.
The only anxiety I would possibly have is that I have to small talk that guy for a while.
There's a new guy there. That guy's gone.
Why? What happened to him?
He moved.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
In every good relationship, says psychologist John Gottman, couples have repairing skills, and they repair early. It's the number one commonality in successful relationships.
Oh, we repair all the time. We're good repairers.
To err is human, Gottman says, but to repair is divine. The thing that all really good marriages and love relationships have in common is that they communicate, thank you, to their partner a model that when they're upset, when you're upset, I listen. The world stops and I will listen. We will repair things. We don't let things go. Well, we don't let things go, but almost in... Not,
so we got two out of three.
Not
of
in
them.
This good... way. We don't leave one another in pain. We talk about it and we repair.
Well, we're most of that. I mean, Yes, I'm left in pain all the time, but I just push it down.
No, you don't. I do. No, you get mad and then you're done, and then
it's all locked in.
And then
in
I'm mad. But I can't get over it that fast.
Yeah, but then you can go out and drink and get through it.
Yeah, every night I'm out.
Then you can take a couple swigs. You know, you go into your pocketbook and take out your flask and have a couple swigs. I myself have to deal with it on my own.
I'm surprised that I'm not at that point, actually.
I'm going to go to some meetings in Baltimore. That's what I'm going to do this weekend.
You should, because you are full of anxiety.
No, I'm not.
And this alleviates some of it.
I don't have a lot of anxiety.
And also, you can meet people. It's a good way to meet people. Meet some folks. Go for coffee.
I just go to see if I'm recognized.
I know you do. Yeah. That's the only reason you want to do anything. Remember, that's why you want to go to the Gotham. You're so upset that the Gotham party was canceled.
No, it wasn't.
The,
I like
the Gotham Christmas party, which it's 80 years later.
It's a holiday party.
Yeah, okay. But there's no what? Even Martin Luther King Day is over. I mean, what holiday? So they have their annual holiday party off season to save money, I guess. And also so that people don't feel
money.
Like they come.
They don't want to compete with the other comedy clubs having Christmas parties that didn't have them this year.
Nobody had a Christmas party this year.
The Stand
year.
Did. Didn't like their food. Usually they have good food, The Stand.
That was a bit of a...
They always have good food.
It was a bit of a bust.
The food was, not the party. The food. I don't know if it was free alcohol because I don't drink. All I know is the food. I was kind of like looking
forward. I don't remember. Wait, was that the night that
you were talking to Florentine?
Yes. Oh, yeah. But there were so many shows and stuff going on too.
Oh yeah, they were doing well, that's okay because they're downstairs. But
I know, but it wasn't closed to the public. It was like regs and
no,
comedians.
The public wasn't upstairs.
Yeah.
Well, it should have been closer to the public, and they should have used both floors for the party, and they should have served a meal downstairs.
Well, next time you should ask if
well, because they always have good food there.
But they just had, like, French fries.
We had French fries and some kind of, like, fucking fried. And Caroline's didn't even have a Christmas party. They didn't even have one. They have one every year.
And at the stand or at Stand Up New York, I found out the hard way.
What?
They don't give you free food there anymore as a comedian.
Yeah, but what? Oh,
they give you 25% off.
Big fucking deal. And they're already making profit anyhow from the food that's being delivered to them.
It's ridiculous.
When you host, you get free food, right?
I probably get half off. I don't know.
All I know is for me to work there, I have to get free food. I put that in my rider.
Yeah, I'm gonna next time he gives me dates, I'm gonna go, I'll take these dates if I can get free food.
What if he says no?
But also they tried to charge me for a soda. I was like, no. That's where I draw the line.
Well, that was a new bartender, right? The guy that you love, the Lyskin guy,
mm-hmm.
who you tip heavily with your phone number all the time.
Yeah, he never calls.
You always slip him your card under mm-hmm. there, your business card.
Yeah, I have a business card on a grain of rice. That's how I do. And no one ever calls. They lose it.
So Caroline's didn't have a Christmas party, which they have every year. I mean, how could they not have a Christmas party? They were the biggest club in New York.
I don't know. I mean, is it really that much money?
It can't be that much money. To have it on a
couple
Monday,
thousand maybe. Dollars to...
whatever they have it. That's the problem. You gotta, even if a club,
you gotta give back.
Not only that, even if a club isn't doing well, you gotta make it look like you are doing well. You gotta have them. They have a mystique about them.
But the truth is that a lot of these parties, it's not the cream of the crop going.
Not anymore.
And that's why you like to go, because
no.
you always look around and say, am I the most famous one here?
I'm always in the top five.
Yeah.
Top yeah. five, four. Mm-hmm. That's because, you know, and who beats me
But
out?
You love small talk, right?
No, I hate small
talk. I mean, do you love
talk.
It? Well, why do you love the party so much? I get
because
so I, much anxiety.
Because I like to hear, you know, because I got stuff going on and I like people to come up to me. And there's a lot of new... Like,
but do you just talk about you?
No, there's a lot of like good looking young female comics too that come running up to me. Have you noticed?
Do you miss that?
No.
Do you miss the days when you were you ever popular with the ladies? I don't know you. I don't really know you before me.
Yes,
I mean,
I was very popular with the ladies, as well as you were with the men. But I was very popular.
Just don't say, you can't say it the other way.
What?
Popular with the men? It sounds like it's giving blowjobs in the back all the time.
Not all the time.
Like the kitchen, I was.
Yes, I was very popular. You know, I was good looking.
But you
guy.
Enjoyed talking to women.
Do I?
Did yeah. you?
What, back then?
It, but you only, did you only talk to women to close a deal? Or did you just talk to women because you
no,
like women?
No, I talked to women because I was friendly with them. I talked to new comics. I try to help them. I try to do things, you know? And I
help. I give you full permission to flirt. So if you want to go to these parties and flirt it
can
up.
Can I make
and,
out?
No. At least,
what's making out? What's the big deal?
No. You because, could, first of all, what? Who really likes making out?
Nobody.
It's not the greatest.
Can I masturbate in front of a girl if she doesn't touch me?
No.
Come on. If they're not touching me.
It's embarrassing. That's the only reason I say no. It's cause it's
what
just,
do you mean it's embarrassing? What if they enjoy it?
It's embarrassing your face and stuff when you do it. Like, what I don't do want mean? Them seeing that.
What if it's... What
I know, I'm looking out for you in this
okay,
situation.
Okay, say we both... Say
I. She was blindfolded.
Say I masturbate. Say I masturbate. Say I'm with a girl. I masturbate and she masturbates, but we don't touch you. Each other at all. Is that okay?
No.
Why? Is this two... It's like two people going out.
All right. So you can do that and then I can do that also.
I don't care.
Oh, Rich. Yeah,
you can masturbate in front of a guy.
Stop. What are you doing?
Nothing.
You're disgusting.
I'm not doing anything.
Really?
What?
Is that... Is your sex drive like... You can't talk about it for a minute without playing with your penis?
I'm not. I'm scratching my leg. And my penis got in the way. I'm sorry. I think I can't wait till my testosterone comes in.
Your what?
Testosterone. What's it called? How do you say it?
All right, see, this is another one of those situations.
No, testosterone.
You must know how to say it.
Look.
I'm not looking.
Testosterone.
You must know how to say it, right? You can't have come this far in life without knowing how to say it.
Yeah, I know. I bet you don't know how to say it.
Testosterone?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Testosterone.
Okay.
Bonnie ordered...
I ordered Rich some testosterone.
What?
Some natural testosterone
oh,
pills.
Oh, that's all bullshit. Same with Vitamin. Is that
well,
real?
Whatever, just take it and see what happens. I read the reviews. Could you stop fucking playing with your penis? I swear to God, I'll leave this podcast. I'm sorry, but it's
I wasn't.
Like,
I was touching myself.
Is there a distinction there that I'm missing?
I wasn't playing with it. I was moving it.
Yeah, but moving it quickly back and forth. I mean, all I could see is your shoulder. Testosterone, shoulder, shrug, shrug, shrug. Testosterone, shoulder, shoulder.
It's not. It's like vitamins. It's like all those things you order online. They don't fucking work. But yet, the reviews, hey. Hey, everybody, hold on, everybody, all the workers here, please, quick review.
Okay, everybody. They do, but I read the one, the equivalent for women, and there was terrible reviews.
Then why did you order it?
I didn't order the women's, I only ordered the men's.
No,
I ordered a different vitamin for women.
You know what I find insane? That people are taking time to write reviews about our movie on Netflix. Who writes a review?
Okay, this is what I'm saying, right? What did you say? 45,000 reviews?
Yeah.
45,000 reviews. Now, I know no one personally who's
I think
written
it's
a review
40, well,
on
maybe
Netflix.
Maybe it's 45,000 people watched it.
Oh, well, that's different. That's a lot different.
Yeah, let's see.
Because I was going to say, no, I don't want to deal with it. Please,
no,
please.
Go ahead. I
can't
look at the reviews. I'm going to look at the numbers.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know any of it.
No, talk your numbers.
I was just saying, if it's 45,000 reviews, that means you got to multiply by like 100.
Not 100. It's not
one. One in 50. One in 40.
I don't know this.
One in 20. How many people write reviews? Nobody.
People. Hold on. Hold on, folks.
But you look at this every day.
No, I don't. I haven't looked at it in
I
a while.
I walk by the computer all the time, and there it is. Netflix is up. I don't know what you're...
Robin Wright. Oh. Tell me you're signing it.
I'll sign it in.
All right. I saw a picture of Robin Wright. I used to love her. She used to be on my soap opera, Santa Barbara.
Was
you on it? Santa Barbara. She was great. It was her and Eden, the girl who played Eden, and Cruz. And I used to watch that soap opera every day. That's the only one I ever watched, Santa Barbara. And Robin Wright was on it. She had to be a kid, probably in her teens, many years ago. She was fantastic. I always been a Robin Wright fan. Even when she married Sean Penn, I told her not to, but oh well, they don't listen.
Really, this is like, you could just talk forever about this, couldn't you?
Yes, I could. I was a big, all right, you can sit down now, please. Now, I will see, it says, I don't know if that many people watched it or that many people reviewed it, but what I'm saying is there was a 45. Well, what? Well, you can maybe.
If 45,000 people reviewed it, which is what you told me last night.
Yeah.
Now, I think you're, why I believe that, I don't know. Because now I believe maybe 45,000 people watched
no.
it.
No. Hold on.
But if 45,000 people reviewed it, that means like a million people watched it.
Watch this. W O.
There it is.
Comes right. It's three letters. When I put W O M, the first thing that comes up are women. Okay, let's see.
When are we going to get that enormous okay. check?
My, let's see. Reviewed right here. Average of 48,044 ratings. So average of 48,000. So that's average of 48,000 people fucking reviewed this.
Oh, reviewed it or like rated it.
Yes. So that's, it got 3 stars.
Okay, well, that rated it is different because I have rated movies before. Because it always asks you to rate so that it can better figure out what you like to watch.
Well, 40.
And I'm very loosey goosey with my ratings.
4, 3. I mean,
can you please?
So there's 3 stars, which is not bad. It's above average. On iTunes, it was almost 5 stars. Like I mentioned before, because iTunes was more comedy fans.
Well, it's not
fans.
For everyone. I mean, you have to be a comedy fan.
Okay,
to really
so out of
it.
The 40,000. Average of 48,044 ratings. So ratings and reviews?
Well, no, ratings is you just click a star.
Yeah.
So, but that's still not everyone rated it. So that's more than that number actually watched it.
So how many people do you think watched it? I would say 200,000. That's one-fourth of people rate a movie.
Yeah, okay, I'll
agree
with
Who's going to rate it on TV? When you watch something on TV?
Sometimes when you log on, it'll tell you to do it. I've done it before. I've rated stuff just so that it can better.
Do you rate after we have sex? Do you write it in a journal?
I do a blog I haven't told you about.
Uh-huh.
That would be a funny blog. Well, last night he threw KY at my head. That's how it began. I should write some erotica about our sex life.
Dead.
First we had a fight about... Then, him not taking his gum out.
Then he went down on me, but he almost drowned in the saliva puddle that was between my legs.
It's so wet because of your mouth, not because of my...
See what a team player I am?
I know, but it...
Ladies,
like,
if you can't...
It does freak me out sometimes because I'm like, what's going in there?
If you can't get wet, ladies, call me. Call me. It's an all-female Ghostbuster cast, and... my friend Leslie's in it.
Yes, she's so funny.
She's on fire now. I guess she's my friend. I've known her for years. I mean, we don't call each other. We're comedian friends.
You will
now.
You'll start now, right?
But it's crazy, this business. How old is she? Didn't it say online?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, she's been in the business a long time, and boom, all of a sudden,
yeah, no, it's
she's
fabulous.
Exploding.
It's a great story.
Yeah. You know,
and,
Chris Rock, who we never mentioned on this podcast, took a liking to her, and boom, she explodes. And I'm glad. She was always funny, always nice. We spent a week in Amsterdam together. Did I mention this?
You know,
on the
we
other
should
podcast?
Do like on our TV show.
What?
Is always mentioning Chris Rock in every episode.
Huh?
Mention Chris Rock in every
episode. We do it on our podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny.
Yeah, we got to find a way.
Find a way to always have a Chris Rock reference.
Oh, hold on. All right.
So are we done here?
No, we're at 34 minutes. If we can just make it through 11 more minutes.
Yeah, we just got to figure out something to talk about.
What do you want to talk about? I bring up every...
Well, I mean, I'm just looking at stuff on Yahoo.
On what? Yahoo? It's Yahoo.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
See? I laugh at myself. I made a mistake. I didn't try to make you a... Oh, really? You're gonna correct me on how to say things? You say things wrong all the time.
Oh,
that's
really?
How the difference would be. Bruce Jenner is reportedly taking steps to disclose what multiple sources say is his wish to transition from male to female.
Why do they do it when they're so old?
Well, that's a weird... I mean, I guess it... If you're going to transition, honestly, if you're a man to a woman, you got to do it early. Yeah. As a woman to a man, you can wait. But honestly, if you wait as a woman, you'll just transition to a man naturally. A lot of people do. Just their hormones dry up and they sort of take on some manly.
That's what you can call me.
What?
When you dry up.
I dry up. Just the cruel ravages of time will do your transition for you. I mean, if you go to the Midwest, you see it everywhere. You know, women and men who both... I think at some point, just naturally, men start to get more feminine and women start to get more masculine.
That's ridiculous.
They both just become the same
fucking better. If you're gonna become
bookends,
a,
you know?
If you're going to become a lady, do it when you're young. You can have fun. You can get fucking...
But yeah, like
free stuff.
Like, why would you want to go... Like, a man can age, you know, can still be a viable person,
like,
but then you're becoming like... Why would you want to become a woman in your, whatever he is, 60s? I mean, I guess you want to because it's something that you've wanted to do your whole life, but...
But why...
At that point, you know, women are kind of...
He was married to his wife for over 20 years.
Like, at that point, you're already done dressing up.
You know that? Over 20 years?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. It says Bruce Jenner's gender expression reportedly fueled massive arguments with Kris Jenner, which...
Who's Kris? His son or his wife?
His wife. Which is like,
because
of course.
Because she wanted him to turn into a black woman.
No.
What's the attraction with that family?
They have huge vaginas.
All they want. What do you think? Every black guy has some big fucking cock or something? Is that it?
Yeah, Kanye doesn't seem like he does.
I wouldn't talk about him like that.
He's got a small fucking cock, people.
I don't think so.
Come after me, Kanye. But Kanye.
You could see
pencil dick Kanye.
And I'm not being racist. You could see maybe one out of the family. Hey, look. Oh, look, my
but
one
they
daughter.
Don't all. They don't all. No, uh-huh. Just two of them.
Even the mom now.
Why? She's dating a black dude.
Yeah. And I'm not, you know, it's just, it's weird, like, how...
This race mixing has got to stop.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it with one in the family, but...
But why? Who cares?
It's weird.
First of all, I honestly don't care.
If everybody in your family was attracted to Asian guys, would that be a little weird?
I guess it would be interesting, but I wouldn't care that much. I mean,
I don't care at all. I don't care. But I don't care.
Like, also the other thing with like transgender and stuff is, and people are like, you know, it's just so like weird. Like people, you know, it's odd when you see someone who's clearly is biologically male and then now they're a woman. So there, sometimes it takes a minute to sort of like process the information yourself as a human being. But if somebody is like, it doesn't matter, you know, how you want to dress or how you want to present yourself. I don't think it like has any, it's just like, do whatever you want to do. I don't
give a fuck.
I almost admire because there's certain things that I would like to do, ways that I would like to present myself, and I'm scared. Like every time I even just put on a hat, I'm like, oh, comedians are going to make fun of me. I'm going to oh, if I go into the cellar where there's people are going to, taxi, you know.
Did you say me and Keith are like old fashioned? Me and Keith Robinson? Last night you told
well,
me that.
Well, I was just finished my point. And so somebody who's going to go that far into the not caring that people are definitely going to stare or look or make fun or whatever, I got to give them credit. You know, I don't have that kind of, I'm not ballsy like that.
You have to give credit where credit is due. You know what? Two things. When I was listening to Mark Maron's podcast and he said a couple sentences of words or stuff that I...
Yeah, they're words that make up a sentence.
That I couldn't ever imagine saying or understanding. And then I do this podcast, I go, this is ridiculous. As smart as he is, and his vocabulary is so deep. And when I heard him the other night...
You couldn't even think of a word like extensive.
Huh?
You couldn't even think of the word extensive.
I know, I'm losing.
Deep doesn't really...
What's that? Oh.
His vocabulary is so...
It's deep.
Deep.
Or like, his thoughts are deep.
His thoughts might
his
be
deep. His thoughts are deep.
His vocabulary is extensive.
His vocabulary is humongous.
Okay.
That's big. Humongous means big.
Is that the biggest word you could come up with right there?
It's gigantic.
Okay.
So I used to have a great vocabulary. I used to have a great vocabulary. And I'm just losing my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get your vocabulary back? Do you just start reading the dictionary? How do you get your vocabulary
back?
Why
don't you get a word of the day app or one of those?
Because I usually forget by the next day. They have word of the day apps. I remember when you gave that to me when we first met.
No, that was a little pad of paper. You know, the
word of the day
one
app.
A day calendar.
No, you used to write word of the day for me. Give me a couple words, and
I never did that.
You did in the beginning. I'm telling you.
I don't remember that.
Yes. What was one of plethora?
You remember one of the words I gave you?
I remember plethora, which is a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
So Bonnie last night accused myself and Keith Robinson of being old-fashioned comics.
You asked me if you were hip. We were watching a TV show that was pretty funny. And then you were like wondering why you'd never been on.
I said, are we hip?
Yeah, you go, are we not hip or something?
I'm pretty
hip.
And
I said, no, we're not.
Yeah, I'm hip. Let's take, for instance, Hannibal. Why would Hannibal be any more hipper than me? If you saw us walking,
I can't explain life to you. That's
if
the
you
thing.
Saw it, and I'm not saying
all
he's
you're
going to
do
or...
is you're going to fight and argue until I go, oh, yeah, you're hip. And then you'll be like, I'm not that hip.
No,
I mean, I'm not really him.
Why would anybody?
I don't even know what hip means.
I'm using him as an example because I saw him on
popular.
The show last night. I saw him on the show.
Okay.
I think he's funny. I even said he's a nice guy. But what makes him hipper than me? I'm fucking hip.
Yep.
I mean, how do you be hip? Tell me how.
I don't know. You're just doing it.
Well, I'm
you
hip.
You just are.
When
yeah.
I walk into a room, do people fucking, close in on me? And, Am I magnetic? Can you be magnetic and hip at the same time?
Yeah, but it depends where you're walking in. If you're walking into the Gotham Christmas party 2 months after Christmas, yeah, okay, fine. But it's not exactly like that party is filled to the brim with hipsters.
Listen, when I walk to the cellar
table,
if you were
in Brooklyn in a comedy club, nobody approaches you at all.
That's bullshit. When I fucking, they all go, oh, there's Rich Voss.
Yeah, they go, oh God, here.
No,
don't talk to him. He's still of the old all slam ya comedy.
Oh, first of all, I hate to tell you, when I walked in the cellar the other night, people's eyes light up. When I walk in,
I did not see that.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I saw.
I was trying to get a conversation going.
Everyone was just sitting there quietly. No one was talking. I didn't talk. And you just kept on trying to get a conversation started.
I got it going.
Finally, Keith showed up, thank God. So you guys could try to, you know, slam some people. And
we had a good time.
Keith's laugh ringing out, everyone else just rolling their eyes. No one else really said anything.
Yeah. Because they were
boring. I played along.
They're boring. That was a boring night at the cellar. Okay? Couple cleared out.
Because I'm trying to explain to you and
no, that's not how it is now.
It's a different, yes.
No.
A new guard has shown up. You guys are the old guard.
No.
You're done.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
We're
it's
not.
Over.
It's not over.
It's over.
And it can't be. First of all, the reason it's not over.
You guys were at the top of your game at a certain time and a place, and when Tough Crowd went off the air, it dwindled down.
No.
And it's the glory days have never been there. Do you think the other night that was one of the glory days? No. I remember when that table was everyone just trashing everyone.
Well, listen,
that was at the, that was at the.
I hate to break the news to you. If that table, if we were sitting there, me, Keith, Bobby, Norton, Colin, it would still be.
Yeah, like, it would still be like said, just like there's a bunch of old comics that still go to Cantor's and do it, you know?
No, they don't. I've been to Cantor's.
Yeah, every Sunday they all go there. And
who? Jeff Ross?
I don't know. There's a probably. There's a bunch of, you know.
Do you think Jeff Ross walks in with like a cummerbund?
I don't know what you mean by that, but
you don't know what a cummerbund is?
Yeah, I do, but what I don't get. It's a thing that goes around your waist when you wear.
It's what they used to wear back in the day.
Okay, well, you want to keep. I don't know what you want to talk about.
What I want to talk
it's
about
an
is
old,
it's not old. We're not old, and our time is still our time. And
you can believe that if you want to. Okay, you're hip. The other people that are on Comedy Central,
I don't try. Was I on Anthony Bourdain? Did we tape Anthony Bourdain? That's pretty fucking hip. Right? You know how many comics want to get on that? That's pretty hip.
I'm sure comics would love to be on it. I have not heard anyone being like, oh God, when am I going to get my chance?
So let's see. I think like next week or in a couple weeks, let's go. Let's just go to the Brooklyn Comedy Rooms and we'll see how, you know. I'll do some spots and I'll talk to the audience and see if I'm hip. And I'll find out what hip is, how you can become hip.
Okay.
I want to be hip.
Oh, my God. That's probably.
You know what? When you're people that are hip never say, I want to be hip.
They do in their heads. Trust me.
When I, after we taped the Anthony Bourdain show, I went out to eat with the production crew and the director or whatever, the producer and stuff. Every guy there had beards. There was four guys. They all had beards.
You know, looking the part is probably 90% of.
Yeah, but if
fitness.
I grow a beard, I might look like.
Just do it.
No, I look like Richard Van Winkle or something.
Then you start wearing, you know.
I have the clothes. I have desert boots.
There you go.
I have the jeans.
Yeah.
I have flannel shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wear flannels because then you can't see my nice tattoos.
Oh, you just wear concert shirts, jeans.
What do you mean? Oh, like bands? I have a New York Dolls shirt. It's one of my favorite.
No, that's not gonna cut it.
Oh, that's hip. Believe you me, there we go. Fucking New York Dolls, and they wouldn't. I saw the Dolls. I saw them live.
Okay. Obviously, you're still. You're living in a bygone era. If you want to be hip, I mean, just do what they do. That's how they learned it. They just looked around and were like, what's everyone doing?
Okay,
oh, I'll do what everyone's doing.
This. Let me look this up online. How to be hip. There's got to be. Oh, this fucking thing.
Okay, just we don't need to look up online.
There's got to be 10 steps on how to be hip, right?
Look, let me just do it here because you're going to take too long.
I take too long. How to be hip. Because I want to become hip.
How to be a hipster.
Does it say that?
Mm-hmm. Hipsters are people who enjoy clothing, music, food, and activities.
Okay.
Oh, really? Right there.
Well, I check. I like clothing. I like food.
Outside of the social mainstream. Okay. You can't go to Walmart anymore.
Oh,
all right.
No, that's where they would get their clothes or
flea. No, they don't.
They go to thrift stores.
Do you want to learn or not? Why don't you just do everything that you're doing and we can end this podcast right now? But if you want to learn, dress like a hipster. Fashion is just as important as your taste in music. Shop at vintage stores.
Ah. That's right.
Avoid buying labeled gear from stores run by the label itself. Instead, look for independent retailers because supporting obscure retailers is totally deck. For example, buy from local mixed fashion stores near you. Be sure to assess what you're wearing. Are you layering? Are you buying local? What's the color or specific style this season? Are you advertising something on your shirt that hipsters identify with? Maybe it's like a bicycle or something. Wear skinny jeans, especially of bright colors or patterns.
I have those.
These can be for anyone of any gender identity. Do you see they say gender identity? They don't just say gender because that's hipster speak, okay? You're heteronormative, so you do what you do. Hipster men tend to be as skinny as the women, okay? But that not always true. There's a lot of fatties.
Yeah, there's a lot of fat hipsters.
Note that guy hipsters actually probably wear skinny jeans more than the girls. Girls prefer leggings. Alternatively, for women, high-waisted pants, mom jeans, may also be worn. Wear glasses. Hipsters love ironic eyewear, such as shutter shades, oversized plastic framed glasses, Buddy Holly glasses, and most commonly, authentic Ray-Ban Wayfarers in all the colors of the rainbow. I have a pair of those if you want to borrow them. Okay. Some hipsters wear eyeglasses even though they have 20/20 vision.
I wouldn't do that.
You should get a pair. No more of this dollar store glasses, okay? You got to get a pair of black horn-rimmed glasses.
Once I get my glasses and put my jeans and desert boots on, I'll be hip.
Wear ironic tops. For tops, the following are good picks. Band shirts such as Pink Floyd, Metallica, Van Halen, etc. Maybe your New York Dolls will fit. I don't know.
Oh, that fucking is hip.
But I think it's not. That shirt is too thick. It needs to be a thinner.
That,
almost like it's been worn out.
My Smith.
Wash it 87
What about
times.
My Smith shirt? That would be hip.
I don't know if
Smith's.
Smith is still... Plaid shirts, cowboy shirts, flannels, and anything in gingham, plaid, checkers, paisley, vintage,
but see, that's hip, that's hipness all on the outside. What makes you hip on the inside?
Nothing.
So you're a hipster is being hip?
Hipster is all just hip. A facade, yes.
Is this wearing so?
Do you, well, that's of course. Do you really think the people that are going on At Midnight or Broad City or any of the shows that we're talking about, that they really think differently than anyone else? No.
Yeah,
they
yes.
just wear and say the right things.
But it's got to be a mindset.
And they don't sit around trashing their friends. That's just not what's hip anymore. That might have been hip 10 years ago. It's not hip.
It's hip amongst my crew.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. I want you to be who you are. Go ahead. But you're not going to get on Broad City.
I'm not trying.
You're so frustrating because last night you're like, why aren't I on this show?
No, I didn't.
Are we
say
not
that.
Hip or something? That's how this all started. You make your decision. Make your choice. What do you want to be? You want to be a hipster? I've just given you a map. How to do it.
No, because you know what? You got to be who you are on the inside. And then you can't... I could wear all those clothes and the glasses, but I'd still be an asshole. Do you understand?
You might like this one.
What?
Okay, yeah, you can still be an asshole. But honestly, if you're wearing like... mustard-colored skinny corduroys while you're doing it, all of a sudden it takes... It's a different... Oh.
No, an asshole's an asshole. Go ahead. I might.
Yeah,
like
but you're
one.
A hipster asshole, and it's better. People will be like, oh. And then if you make fun of like, oh, I'm sorry, is this rape culture? You know, if you throw out, pop out a few words like that. Oh my God, he gets it. He's
okay,
what
well, you said? I might like this one. What is it?
Fine, suitable footwear. Hipster shoes include cowboy boots, combat boots, vintage shoes, unusual shoes, and a range of flats. I think they're talking more for girls, but Converse are no longer hipster.
See, PF Flyers, that's what I have.
Since everybody wears them, they're more momster. If it's trainers you're after, see classic Reebok. For girls, heels should be at least 5 inches in height. Really? Whoa. And ankle booties are popular, too. Okay. Accessorize. You could wear nail polish as a dude. That's hipster. Okay. Plugs, piercing, random scars, supposedly acquired through woodwork and other carpenter-like endeavors.
Whoa. Scars?
Yeah, so...
What about the scars I have on
that.
The inside?
Those don't count. Appropriately ironic accessories are mandatory. You know, an animal lunchbox, for example. That's for girls, I think. Essentials include a courier bag, not a backpack. Preferably something from Free Tag that can fit your MacBook, iPhone, and vinyl.
So, do you
LPs.
Think if I walked into Brooklyn Hipster Club with my with my computer bag, my Louis Vuitton?
Look, I'm sitting right here, and it's not good enough for you that Like, I've got to actually be looking deep into your eyes every time you speak.
Do you think if I walked in with my Louis Vuitton computer bag, there we go, that's fucking hip?
No, that is.
Do you think I could get kicked out of the club if I had that bag?
They wouldn't like you. Remember that a hipster's outfit never needs adjustment. Should you decide to go to the beach, keep all of your urban accompaniments for the sand and surf to ironically stick out of your element.
Do you think?
Hipster, ignore the comments about improper hygiene. Hipsters assume they don't shower. Assume that hipsters don't shower regularly. Though some hipsters participate in the no shampoo movement, which is still very clean, most practice normal hygiene. You use artisanal and environmentally friendly soaps. Hipsters do shower regularly and clean their teeth. They're just less interested in forking out money for hairstyling and spa sessions, blah, blah, blah.
All right, let's wrap this up. Let's wrap
Keep your hair casual.
All right, I didn't see
blur gender lines. Take a green approach to food.
Look at it's too much.
Become a master of reuse.
It's too much.
Reject blind consumerism. Be aware that most hipsters exist in a certain age group. Hipsters tend to be in their teens through their 30s.
See, I can't be a hipster.
Well, you can. You just got to want it.
Can you stop now, please?
Be educated.
Can you please stop?
Maybe you can't. Be an early adopter.
All right.
Don't define yourself to others.
It's ridiculous. What you are comes from within, not from without. Okay.
And lastly,
a liberal.
Keep a pulse on the hipster community, which you don't do. You don't know what's...
You can't be conservative, I bet, or Republican.
You have to think...
I guarantee...
It's like the minute somebody cool thinks something cool, hipsters all have to think it's cool. Like, you can't stick out. You can't be like... you can't look like a hipster and then be like, but I don't agree with gay marriage. Like, that's... It's not going to work. You know what I mean? You have to do what they're all doing.
You have to be
doing.
A robot. It's almost being programmed.
Yes. Yes, you have to, like... If you go to a grocery store without your own bags, it's like, well, you're not, you can look like that, but you're not really.
Yeah, well, that's, you have to have all the components.
And you might not be able to live in Jersey. We might have to move to New York.
No, I bait us a lot of hipsters and like,
I would
Red
love
Bank,
to see you
New
just
Brunswick.
Try, I would love to see the transformation to hipster.
That'd
just,
be funny if I get glasses
and then just still
beard.
Do your stand up and everything the same way.
Grow a beard and get glasses and fucking just like be an old hipster.
Mm-hmm.
Like a hipster guru.
Guru? What's that?
A guru. You don't know what a guru is?
No, I don't.
You don't know what a fucking guru is?
I don't know what a guru is. Is it an animal?
No, like an old, like...
Is this like
leader.
A term from the
no,
70s?
It's a
Do you mean guru?
Yeah. What?
Oh, God.
I said guru. Guru. What's it?
Oh, my God.
What?
You cannot be a hipster.
Why?
Because you can't go around saying, I'm a guru. I thought it was like an animal or some thing from like the 70s that they call like... Oh, this guy's a little old to be here, but whatever. He's a guru. He's a guru. I didn't know it was like guru.
Guru.
You mean like a guy in a toga? heading up a church or something. Oh my God. Okay, but on that note, we should
Okay, here's the deal, folks. This week I am in Vegas right now as you're listening.
You
want to
see
this,
the guru?
If you want to see, I'm at the MGM Grand this week. Next week we got a benefit on the 10th after our radio show for the comic in Seattle that was hit in the head with a bat. And that's a fucking, I guess it was a sports bar or something. There had to be a bat on the wall.
Oh, we do have something on the 10th? I don't know.
Yeah, we're doing a benefit. Then on the 11th is the Patrice benefit. And then the following 13th and 14th will be in New Jersey.
Wait, on the 10th is a Saturday.
No, what month are you in?
Whoops.
Okay, so this week I'm in Vegas. Next week we have a benefit on the 10th. I'm not sure what club it's at. I think the New York Comedy Club, one of those clubs. The big Patrice benefit on the 11th. Then Valentine's Day, Saturday, we are in New Jersey. It's on my website. We made it through a whole hour on this one. Thank you.
Oh, wait, I'm hosting the show next week with Nikki Glaser.
Oh, yeah, Bonnie.
The radio show.
Our radio show Tuesday night.
On Sirius 103.
Did you tell her that she was co-hosting?
Yeah, she said, I'll be there. I'm in.
Okay. Bonnie and Nikki Glaser.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.